News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
More than half of Irish people don't trust the news, and roughly half do everything they can to actively avoid hearing or seeing the news. That's according to research that has been done by Commission Amon, their digital news report, which is being launched today. With us is Dr. Niamh Salmon, who's assistant lecturer and programme chair of the BA in Journalism at TU Dublin and former producer on Channel 4 News. Niamh, to what do you attribute the level of news avoidance?
Well, is it any wonder, in a way, Anton, with so many conflicts and wars, the Middle East, Ukraine, you know, at this stage, we've already forgotten Donald Trump's threat to seize Greenland and the roller coaster ride of tariff announcements and so on. So, and obviously, we've had a lot of chaos here with economic uncertainty, housing shortages, cost of living crisis. And what's really interesting about this and concerning, obviously, for any news brand is that, and it's what this survey shows, is that an intense news agenda does not necessarily translate into more public interest in news. And there are three major factors really behind this that the survey points to: the increasing polarization of politics, the negative news agenda, and the rising use of social media.
Now, all of those are to do with people's taste and preference, as in, do they like hearing the news? There's a worrying stat which says that roughly 50-plus-ish, around 51%, no, actually 58% of people say that they don't trust news most of the time.
Yes, this is, again, it is concerning, but it's a complicated picture as well. So interestingly, trust in Irish news brands themselves is holding steady, and RT News in particular has emerged really strongly here, with 71% of people say they trust the output from RT News and local and regional stations as well, actually. To cut a long story short, it's really about the information environment, okay? It's messy, it's fragmented, there's misinformation, disinformation, and now we have AI thrown into the mix. So people are finding it harder and harder to distinguish verified reporting from opinion and fake content. So it's a decline in trust in the platforms and systems through which news is encountered and discovered, rather than specific news brands themselves.
And does it give an insight into where people get their news?
So a lot of younger people in particular, it's up to 70% of under 35s rely on the social media algorithm to actually get their news. And this is their primary means of news discovery. Again, what's concerning here is that social media referrals to news publications are declining. But typically, you know, particularly for kind of that older cohort in Ireland, it's RTE News and Current Affairs. It's, you know, the major news brands, the Irish Independent, the Irish Times. And in fact, subscriptions are very promising here. 22% of people actually subscribe to newspapers here, and that is compared to much, much lower in European countries, and indeed much, much lower in the UK, where it's only 10% of the population subscribe to news.
I get the sense that's because there, in the last couple of years, there has been a much more aggressive transition with some of our major print news outlets towards a subscriber model.
Well, I mean, it is the way of the world. I mean, the kind of the gold standard for the subscription model is the New York Times. And actually, 22% of Irish people subscribe to the New York Times. And it really
Sorry,
is a
give me that again.
For how
1 in 5 Irish people subscribe to the New York Times?
Yeah, it's quite incredible.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
Well, that's what the statistics show. And actually, it's interesting because it was an online questionnaire of about 2,000 people. And obviously, online questionnaires would skew mainly towards a younger cohort, actually. What the New York Times really showed is that news is obviously going to be the main draw, but it offers a kind of a package. It's got food writing, it's got entertainment, it's got cutting-edge consumer affairs, and of course, it's got Wordle. It has really worked. So every newspaper has looked at this. Obviously, advertising, you know, has fallen off a cliff for newspapers. They, you know, people will pay for online advertising, but the rates are much, much lower. So this is really the way forward. All newspapers, or most newspapers at this stage, have a paywall. Worrying that in the United States, subscriptions have dropped so much by 7%, and you only have to look at the recent mass firings at the Washington Post and the Los Angeles Times to see how troubled the US picture really is here.
Niamh, thank you very much. Dr. Niamh Salmon, assistant lecturer, or rather, should I say, assistant lecturer and program chair of the BA in Journalism at TU Dublin and former producer on Channel 4 News.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.